You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
My friends, have you ever felt like your life was a tangled mess of wires? Just when you think you've sorted out one knot, another appears, leaving you frustrated and overwhelmed. Perhaps you've tried everything in your power to untangle chaos, but nothing seems to work. What if I told you that there's someone who can unravel even the most complex tangles in your life? Someone who sees the big picture and knows exactly how to straighten out every twist and turn. That someone is God, and he's ready to fix it for you. Today, I want to explore the powerful truth that God is not only willing, but eager to intervene in our lives and set things right. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My dear friends, let's dive into God's Word and discover how He can and will fix it for you. In the book of Jeremiah, we find a powerful promise from God. Jeremiah 32, verse 27 says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" This verse reminds us that nothing is beyond God's ability to fix. No problem is too complex, no situation too dire for our Almighty God. He is the master problem solver, the ultimate fixer of all things broken. When we find ourselves in seemingly impossible situations, it's easy to forget that we serve a God of miracles. We might look at our circumstances and think, "This is hopeless. There's no way out." But God sees things differently. He sees possibilities where we see dead ends. He sees solutions where we see only problems. My friends, I want to encourage you to shift your focus from your problems to the problem solver. Let's explore three powerful truths about how God will fix it for you. Number one, God's unwavering commitment to fix your situation. My friends, let's start by acknowledging a fundamental truth. God is deeply invested in your life. He's not a distant, uninterested God, but a loving Father who cares about every detail of your existence. When you're facing challenges, God doesn't stand idly by. He's actively working to bring about a resolution, even when you can't see it. In the book of Isaiah, we find a beautiful promise that speaks to God's commitment to us. Isaiah 41, verse 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This verse isn't just a nice sentiment. It's a declaration of God's unwavering commitment to you. He promises to be with you, to strengthen you, and to help you. When God says he will fix it, he means it. Think about the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. These three men faced certain death for refusing to bow to an idol. Their situation seemed hopeless. They trusted in God's ability to fix it. And fix it, he did, in a way that no one could have imagined. Not only did God save them from the flames, but he also joined them in the furnace. My dear friends, this story teaches us that God doesn't just fix our problems from afar. He enters into our struggles with us, walking alongside us through the fire. When you're feeling overwhelmed by your circumstances, remember that God is right there with you. He's not watching from a distance, but actively working to bring about a solution. God's commitment to fixing your situation is rooted in his love for you. In the book of Zephaniah, we find a powerful description of God's love. Zephaniah 3, verse 17 says, "The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Can you imagine that? The God of the heavens and the earth rejoices over you with singing. This is the God who is committed to fixing your situation. He's not begrudgingly helping you. He's delighting in the process of restoring your life. When we truly grasp God's commitment to us, it changes how we view our problems. Instead of seeing overwhelming obstacles, we begin to see opportunities for God to display his power.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We start to approach our challenges with hope and expectation, knowing that God is already working on a solution. My friends, I want you to know that no matter what you're facing today, God is committed to fixing it. He's not intimidated by the size of your problem or the complexity of your situation. In fact, he specializes in turning hopeless situations around. Think about the story of the woman with the issue of blood in the Gospels. For 12 long years, she had suffered from a condition that no human could fix. She had spent all she had on doctors, but her situation only grew worse. But when she encountered Jesus, everything changed. With just one touch of his garment, she was completely healed. This story reminds us that God can fix in an instant what we've struggled with for years. His solutions often come in ways that we least expect, but they always demonstrate his power and love. I want to encourage you to lean into God's commitment to you. Trust that he is working behind the scenes, even when you can't see it. Believe that his commitment to you is unwavering, regardless of your circumstances. And most importantly, open your heart to receive the fix that only he can provide. Remember, my dear friends, God's commitment to fixing your situation is not based on your performance or worthiness. It's based on his character and his love for you. So rest in his commitment, trust in his power, and watch as he begins to untangle the knots in your life. Number two, God's perfect timing in fixing your problems. My friends, one of the most challenging aspects of waiting for God to fix our situations is his timing. We live in a world of instant gratification where we expect quick solutions to all our problems. But God doesn't operate on our timetable. His timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with our expectations. In the book of Ecclesiastes, we find wisdom about God's timing. Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1 and 11 say, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. He has made everything beautiful in its time." These verses remind us that God has a purpose for every season in our lives, including the difficult ones. When we're in the midst of a problem, it's hard to see how anything beautiful could come from it. But God promises to make everything beautiful in its time. This doesn't mean that the waiting is easy, but it does give us hope to hold on to. Think about the story of Lazarus in the New Testament. When Lazarus fell ill, his sisters Mary and Martha sent for Jesus, expecting him to come quickly and heal their brother. But Jesus delayed his coming, and Lazarus died. From the sisters' perspective, Jesus had arrived too late to fix the situation. But Jesus had a greater plan in mind. He wasn't just going to heal Lazarus, he was going to raise him from the dead. This story teaches us that sometimes God allows situations to worsen before he fixes them. I know how this sounds, but understand that it's not because he's cruel or indifferent, but because he has a greater miracle in mind. My dear friends, when you're waiting for God to fix your situation, remember that his delay is not denial. He may be allowing things to develop in a certain way, to set the stage for an even greater demonstration of his power. God's timing is also about preparing us for the fix that he has in mind. Often, we want God to fix our external circumstances without addressing our internal condition. But God is more concerned with our character than our comfort. He uses the waiting period to shape us, mold us, and prepare us for the blessing he wants to give. In the book of James, we find encouragement for those who are waiting. James 1 verses 2 to 4 say, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." These verses remind us that the waiting period is not wasted time. It's a time of growth, a time of strengthening our faith, and a time of developing patience. When we allow God to work in us during the waiting period, we become better equipped to handle the fix when it comes. My friends, I want to encourage you to trust God's timing in your situation. Even when it seems like nothing is happening, God is working behind the scenes. He's orchestrating events, aligning circumstances, and preparing hearts, including yours, for the moment when he will step in and fix things. Remember the story of Joseph in the Old Testament. For years, it seemed like God had forgotten about Joseph. He was sold into slavery, falsely accused and imprisoned. But all this time, God was preparing Joseph for a position of great influence. When the time was right, God elevated Joseph to second in command over all of Egypt. From that position, Joseph was able to save many lives, including those of his own family. This story reminds us that God's delays often serve a greater purpose than we can see in the moment. What feels like a setback may actually be a setup for something greater. I want to encourage you to embrace God's perfect timing. Trust that he knows exactly when to step in and fix your situation. Believe that he's using this waiting period to prepare you for something greater than you can imagine. And most importantly, use this time to draw closer to him, allowing him to work in you as he works on your circumstances. My dear friends, God's timing is always perfect, even when it doesn't feel that way to us. So hold on, keep the faith, and watch as he unfolds his perfect plan in your life. And number three, God's power to fix what seems unfixable. My friends, let's talk about the extraordinary power of God to fix situations that seem beyond repair. Often, we limit God's ability based on our own understanding or experiences. We look at our circumstances and think, "This is too broken to be fixed." But God specializes in the impossible. In the book of Luke, we find a powerful statement about God's abilities. Luke 1, verse 37 says, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." This verse isn't just a nice saying. It's a fundamental truth about who God is and what he can do. When we say that God will fix it for you, we're not speaking of minor adjustments or temporary solutions. We're talking about complete restoration, miraculous turnarounds, and transformations that defy human logic. Think about the story of the man at the pool of Bethesda in the Gospel of John. This man had been paralyzed for 38 years, unable to reach the healing waters of the pool. From a human perspective, his situation was hopeless. But when Jesus encountered him, everything changed. With just a word, Jesus completely healed this man, restoring decades of lost mobility in an instant. Again, this story reminds us that no matter how long-standing or deep-rooted our problems may be, God has the power to fix them. My dear friends, I want you to understand that God's power to fix your situation is not limited by the constraints that bind us. He's not restricted by time, resources, or human impossibilities. When God decides to fix something, nothing can stand in His way. In the book of Ephesians, we find a beautiful description of God's power. Ephesians 3, verse 20 says, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." This verse tells us that God's ability to fix our situations goes beyond what we can even imagine. He doesn't just meet our expectations. He exceeds them in ways that we couldn't have dreamed possible. When we bring our broken situations to God, we need to come with expectancy, not just hoping that He might do something, but confident that He will do more than we could ask or think. This kind of faith opens the door for God to display His fixing power in our lives. My friends, I want to encourage you to expand your vision of what God can do in your life. Don't limit Him based on your past experiences or current circumstances. Allow yourself to believe that He can and will fix even the most desperate situations. Consider the story of the widow of Zarephath in the Old Testament. This woman was down to her last meal, facing starvation with her son during a severe famine. Her situation seemed hopeless, beyond fixing. But God had a plan to not only fix her immediate problem, but to provide for her long term. Through the prophet Elijah, God multiplied her flour and oil, ensuring that she and her son had food throughout the famine. This story teaches us that God's fixes often go beyond addressing our immediate needs. He provides solutions that have long-lasting impact, transforming not just our circumstances, but also our entire lives. My dear friends, when you bring your broken situations to God, expect Him to do more than just patch things up. Expect Him to bring complete restoration, renewal, and transformation. God's power to fix what seems unfixable is not just about changing our external circumstances. It's also about transforming us from the inside out. In the book of Ezekiel, we find a powerful promise from God. Ezekiel 36, verse 26 says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." This verse reminds us that God's fixing power extends to the deepest parts of our being. He can heal emotional wounds, renew our minds, and transform our hearts. When God fixes a situation, He doesn't just address the symptoms. He gets to the root of the problem. My friends, I want you to know that no matter how broken you feel, no matter how unfixable your situation seems, God has the power to make all things new. He can take the shattered pieces of your life and create something beautiful. Think about the story of Paul in the New Testament. Here was a man who violently persecuted Christians, considering himself beyond redemption. But God's fixing power transformed Paul from a persecutor to one of the greatest apostles of the faith. This story reminds us that no one is beyond the reach of God's restoring power. I want to encourage you to tap into God's power to fix what seems unfixable in your life. Bring your broken relationships, your seemingly hopeless situations, and your deepest hurts to Him. Trust in His ability to not just fix these things, but to transform them into testimonies of His grace and power. Remember, my dear friends, with God, all things are possible. He delights in doing the impossible, in fixing what seems unfixable. So open your heart to receive his fixing power today. Believe that he is able and willing to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. And watch as he begins to work miracles in your life, fixing what you thought was beyond repair. My dear friends, remember that God's commitment to fixing your situation is unwavering. His timing is perfect, and his power is limitless. Trust in him, lean on his promises, and watch as he works miracles in your life, fixing what seems unfixable and transforming your challenges into testimonies of his grace and love. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, you are the Almighty God, the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Your power knows no bounds. Your love has no limits, and your mercy endures forever. I stand in awe of your majesty, your wisdom, and your unfailing grace. Lord, I thank you for your constant presence in my life, for your unwavering commitment to fix every broken situation. I'm grateful for your perfect timing, even when I don't understand it. Thank you for your power that can make all things new, that can fix what seems unfixable. Thank you, Lord, for all your daily provisions and benefits. Merciful Father, I come before your holy presence, asking for forgiveness for my sins and for the times I've doubted your ability to fix my problems. I forgive those who have wronged me, just as you have forgiven me. Lord, I surrender my life to you. I bring before you every tangled mess in my life, every situation that seems beyond repair. I trust you with my problems, knowing that nothing is too hard for you. Help me to wait patiently for your perfect timing, understanding that your delays are not denials. I am grateful that no problem in my life is too complex for you to solve. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of doubt and unbelief that tries to limit my faith in your fixing power. I bind every attack of the enemy that seeks to make me feel hopeless or abandoned. Father, I pray that you would untangle the knots in my life and straighten out every twist and turn. Where there is chaos, bring order. Where there is brokenness, bring healing. Where there is despair, bring hope. Lord, where there seems to be no way, make a way. I ask for your blessing upon my life. Pour out your favor upon me abundantly. Heal me of every sickness, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual. Protect me from the attacks of the enemy, from every scheme and trap set against me. Guard my mind, my heart, and my spirit. Shield me with your mighty hand. Lord, I pray for these same blessings upon my loved ones. I ask that you fix their broken situations, heal their bodies and minds, and protect them from harm. Let your favor rest upon them, and may they experience the fullness of your love and grace. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for each other, believing in your power to fix our situations. Heavenly Father, we ask that you guide our steps and decisions today, enlightening the path that you have set before us. Surround us with your protection, shielding us from harm, and keeping us safe in your care. Grant us the wisdom and strength to trust in your guidance, and to walk confidently in your will. We declare that no problem is too big for you, no situation too hopeless. We claim victory over every challenge, every obstacle, and every mountain in our lives. Lord, we ask for your Holy Spirit to fill us, to guide us, to comfort us as we wait for your perfect timing. Protect us, Lord, from discouragement and despair. Shield us from the arrows of the enemy. We thank you for the miracles you're already working in our lives, for the ways you're fixing what seems unfixable. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.